As Vermont's rural hospitals try to survive tough economic times, there have been some questions raised about the fate of health clinics the hospitals run. All across Vermont, hospitals manage general medicine offices, often in smaller, lower-income communities. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explored how the challenges facing hospitals are filtering down to health clinics.
Lauren Lamorte's family has owned a business in downtown Barrie for more than 100 years, and she's seen this working-class city try to claw its way back from years of poverty, crime, and businesses closing. So when she heard that Central Vermont Medical Center was closing Barrie's only downtown clinic, she wasn't happy.
It's hard having our only downtown primary care clinic leave the area. It discourages young families from moving here, and it feels like a kick in the pants.
Central Vermont Medical Center is a 122-bed hospital in Berlin, and they were among the hospitals across the state that posted a loss last year. And it also runs 10 primary care offices across central Vermont. Last month, the hospital announced that it would close Granite City Primary Care in Barrie, where Lamorte has been coming for more than 30 years, long before the hospital even took over the clinic.
Just seems like the system has gone astray. The healthcare delivery system has gone astray. It feels like something's wrong.
Mark Detman is head of the medical group at Central Vermont Medical Center. And while he said finances had something to do with the decision to close the Barrie office, in the end, he thinks patients will be better served at the hospital's larger clinic outside of town.
Internal medicine patients tend to be more complex. They tend to be older. And those patients need a lot of the support that a larger team-based care model can give, and we can provide that in the South Barrie location.
In recent years, hospitals have been acquiring independent doctor practices across the country. Between 2012 and 2018, the percentage of hospital-owned practices increased by almost 140% in the Northeast. In Vermont, the trend has been fueled by older doctors who are retiring, as well as the challenges that make it hard for single offices to survive within the healthcare system. Mike Del Treco is Senior Vice President with the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. And he says hospitals sometimes take on independent practices, even when the move might hurt the bottom line.
So in healthcare and with all of our Vermont hospitals, the business mind doesn't always rise to the top of the decision-making process. So in many of these instances, when they pull on primary care, the reimbursement levels are low, are not covering costs, but yet they still make the decision to take these practices on because of access. And without access in their communities, the alternative would be really terrible.
And so the question becomes, if a Vermont hospital gets into serious financial trouble, what will happen to the standalone clinics? That was definitely on the minds of people at a recent community meeting hosted by Springfield Hospital.
Next question is, if the hospital declares bankruptcy, how will this impact the Springfield healthcare system that is separate and apart? That's a really complicated question to try to answer.
That was Mike Halstead, the interim CEO at Springfield, reading a question off a card someone turned in at one of the meetings. Springfield Hospital, which lost $14 million over the past 2 years and is expected to file for bankruptcy, held the forums in towns where they operate clinics. And for now, the hospital has no plans to close a clinic or limit the hours. But Halstead said if Springfield declares bankruptcy, the clinics will likely be affected.
It's possible that we cannot just take the hospital into bankruptcy. So it'll be up to the bank as to whether they'll allow us to take only one of the two organizations to bankruptcy. I mean, the system has got to be able to be set up so that it can survive on its own.
In Randolph, Gifford Hospital, which lost $6 million last year, recently shut down a physical therapy office in Wilder and moved it over to a nearby clinic in White River Junction. The administration said its patients will be better served in the new location. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.